my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Yeah, greetings from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka on this nice evening with the birds, well, certain kind of bugs chirping and all that stuff outside. It's a peaceful place right now. And, you know, it's been an interesting, I know I haven't put out anything for a while because frankly I haven't had anything to put out for a while. But, you know, it's been an interesting, just couple of weeks. You know, I think on one level, it's just brought back and hit home for me just certain elements about the cost of following Christ. And, you know, really, you can't do it half-heartedly. You can't follow Him and hold on to something for yourself in this world, or something that you want, or something that you desire. You have to be true to what it is that He shows you, what it is that He calls you to do. And that has to be something that the relationship that you have with Him has to be above all. You will not have something that competes with that. And you know, it's hard because, you know, one thing I notice, and, you know, I was talking even with my brother, my friend, my partner in ministry, Patrick, you know, we were just talking about this too, but just how, you know, so often, it's like, I mean, people, you know, they like you as a person, and I mean, lots of people, you know, not just like they'll appreciate all kinds of things about you, but there is that dividing line that happens with the Word and with the way that God works through us. And you know, it's not a thing about, you know, somebody's right, somebody's wrong, and all of, no, it's just this is what God's doing, you know, with us, through us, the way that He's working with us. And you know, with that process that we're in, and this is just where we are. And, you know, we share it, we put it out there, because, you know, God has given us an opportunity to do so. You know, I really, you know, on so many levels, you know, I do not have, you know, like all the answers or anything like that. No, you know, the only thing that I've sought to do in my walk, in my relationship with Him, is I've sought to, when He tells me something, to obey that. And to just to whatever extent that He allows me to fulfill the instruction that He gives me, and to continue just to persist and to pursue the relationship with Him. I that's it. That's the way that I go through this life. You know, I don't have, you know, massive things to give you. I mean, you know, the thing is, like God is, you know, yeah, He shows me stuff, you know, He reveals things, but even with those things as well too, like I you know, sometimes there's some stuff is like, that's not things that really, you know, I need to be talking about or whatever, and other times too it's like, you know what, this is what the world is no surprise. You know, it's, this is, okay, ultimately, if you are not being led by the Spirit of God, then you have, you're either being led by your flesh, or you're being, you know, animated by, demonic spirits, you know, that are tapped into your soul. And the spiritual world that's there, those things, they're under instructions as well, and they're working towards a specific agenda, which is in many ways just to try to block the light and the truth, and to keep people on that path that leads them away from God. So, you know, for us, when God has been merciful to us and pulled us out from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, we testify of that. You know, and He sends us back so often into the middle of this whole thing to witness and to share that truth with others and to pull them out, you know. And so we do that, you know, we live and we exist in that. This world is not our home, you know. This world is not something that we hold on to. This world is not something that we're not trying to save the world. You know, we are testifying of the truth. And in the process of testifying of the truth, you know, it is what it is. You know, light has come into the world, but men refuse the light, you know, because their deeds are evil, heart, all of that. You know, John 3 talks about all of that. And, you know, it's hard, though. It is hard, you know, on a personal level sometimes when, you know, we love people because God's put His love in our hearts and in our lives. But then when, you know, that is, for whatever reason, you know, when we also experience the either rejection or the disdain or the attacks, you know, that we feel because of the light that God has put in us and the way that it manifests in us, you know, I've thought about that passage a lot, where Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and He just said, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and you say he's got a demon, and the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said here's a wine bibber and a friend of tax collectors and the worst sort of people, you know. And then He goes on to say that, but wisdom is proved right by our children. And, you know, I've thought about that one because, you know, so often it's like, I mean, really what people had a problem with was the spirit of truth that was there. Not necessarily, you know, I mean, because John came one way and they found fault with him in the manifestation of it. Jesus came another way and they found fault in his way that he was manifest. But, you know, so basically it's like you can do no right by these people, because they will always find fault because of the fact that in the end, it's what is behind that, which, you know, in the world, it doesn't have a resting place here. I mean, Jesus said, if they hate you, remember that they first hated me. And, you know, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. I mean, sometimes it hits home stronger than others, and sometimes it gets closer than you might like. But still, you know, in this whole process as well, God is there and He's good, and you know, we continue to love. We continue to express God's love and His heart for others, and we continue to do that which He puts in front of us to do, because He allows us to. You know, I don't run away from the experiences of life. Don't when you go through some things, don't let it, if you go through it the right way, it'll be a blessing, you know. I think when we experience pain, See, most people try to avoid pain. They seek pleasure, they try to avoid pain. But when you go through pain and you do it because you're following God and you're seeking His will and you're seeking His direction, and you know, along the way that, you know, something hurts, that when you do, you know, He's in that. And He'll carry you through that. And it's not a bad thing. You know, pain is not a bad thing. You know, it's an indicator. It shows you. You know, it quickens you. But it's not something that, you know, you need to run from. You know, I've learned, and I guess I'm learning, you know, how to embrace it. I guess I'm learning, you know, how to deal with it when, you know, I face it, but not allowing it to cripple you either, you know, but just realizing that it's part and parcel of this walk. You know, pain is part and parcel of the walk in Christ. Suffering, you know, godly suffering, not stupid suffering, but godly suffering, is part and parcel of this walk. So, you know, I guess even recently, you know, I just started to wonder some things even for myself. You know, one thing that I do pray is, I pray, Lord God, if I'm missing it, you know, if I'm off, would you please show me? Would you please correct me? Would you please put me on the right track with you? Because I don't want to miss you. You know, I pray that. And, you know, when we pray something like that, what we do is we open up ourselves to God, revealing things as they are, and for us to not stay in a deception or stay in a man-made set of teachings or something that's a trap. We allow and ask for God to clarify and make things real. And, you know, I can't, for me, I, you know, I know that along the way he's worked on me, he's corrected me, he's brought correction when necessary. And, you know, but also in that process too, he's also encouraged me to continue to go down certain lines in certain ways, and he's revealed things to me at the point that I did not hold on to my preconceived notions of him and my predetermined agendas for what he would do and when he would do it. You know, you have to let go. It's hard. You know, it's hard as long as there's something still in you that's alive and kicking and doesn't want to die. And, you know, I guess I've noticed that there's still some stuff, you know, within me that needs to go, you know, needs to be dealt with. And, you know, you think that you dealt with it, and then you find out, this has come back somehow, this has come back some way. And then, you know, God, He's good though. You know, He's good with His people. And whatever we bring to Him, whatever we bring before His feet, He works with us at that point. He works with us while we're there. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, it is a beautiful thing for God to work with His people. For you and I in our brokenness to come before His feet and to put it there and to put it down right there and just be like, God, this is me. You know, I'm broken and I hurt, and you know, this is where I'm at, and would you please help me? Would you please meet me where I am right now and show me the way forward and lead me in the way that you would have me to go? And you always just, in Jesus' name, you pray that, and He meets us there. So, you know, we are a damaged people. we are broken people. You know, and God works so often through all of the brokenness that we've gone through, and the damage that we've gone through, He works through that. You know, it's those cracks that the Spirit just flows through and into the lives of others. So, it doesn't make it less painful as such. But, you know, as you continue with Him, He does work on that. You know, and there is a point that I have noticed where, you know, I can look back in time and as the Spirit of God has worked on me and in me, you know, I can look back later on and just see, wow, you know, the things that used to hurt don't hurt anymore. The things that used to sting don't sting anymore. And you know, part of this is wrapped up in forgiveness too. Because when you forgive, when you release, when you let go, you don't allow those things to hold you anymore. You allow the Spirit of God now to heal those elements in your life. But as long as you hold something, as long as you keep something in your heart and you hold that what you believe is your right to be angry, your right to you know, say something, or you know, as long as you hold on to that, you now can't be healed. And those bitter wounds start to fester and get infected. And you hurt more and more as time goes on because you keep the physician, the great physician, from those spots in your life. You keep Him away, and because you keep God away from that, now it hurts you. Now it's killing you. Whereas when somebody releases their life unto Him, unto the Father, and they say, God, You do with me as You wish. You make out of me as You choose. And I will just follow You. I got nowhere else to go. When somebody does that, He takes over. He meets them where they're at. He blesses that person. He leads and guides them into all truth. And you know, we don't have to apologize for where God has brought us. We don't have to, you know, make excuses for what it is that God's doing in our lives. Nor do we have to whitewash and cover over, you know, anything either. We just be who He's made us to be. You know, just love God the way that He showed you how to love Him. And just let yourself be His child. Let yourself enjoy the relationship that He wants to have with you. Let Him bring you out of bondage and into His marvelous light. You don't have to stay there anymore. You know, I trust that His word will be fulfilled and manifest in and through my life, and in and through your life and the lives of anyone that will walk with Him. You know, I trust what He said, His promises, they are true. And they come to pass in His time and in His way. You know, I trust that when He speaks, that it happens. When He says, let there be light, there is light. When God says in your life, this is it, this is over, this is done, this will no longer have a hold on you, it's done then. You know, we can be set free in Him. We can love in Christ Jesus and experience what it is to truly love because you know Him. So, life is good in Christ. You know, He is in control. He knows what He's doing. And it's an amazing time to be alive and part of the army of God. You know, we have a lot to do, and the enemy knows that too. So the enemy works to try to neutralize us. But, you know, the closer that we also get towards what God has destined for us to fulfill, it also is something that, you know, every attempt the enemy makes, it just backfires in that God will always turn that which was intended for evil. God causes all things to work together for the good of the called, those who are called according to His purpose, and the called. he does it. He takes those things that the enemy intended to harm us with, and he will use that for his glory. So time and again, God does that, and he shows that he is in control in our lives and in the lives of all that will follow him. So, you know, I just want to pray, you know, really quick for everybody right now. And just come into agreement and let's trust him. Father, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Father, for my brothers and my sisters that listen in, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them, Lord God. In the midst of problems, in the midst of confusion, Father, in the midst of wondering which way to go, Lord, you are always right there. You are not far away from your people, Lord God, but you are close. You are closer, Father, than our skin, Lord. You are with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. And Lord, right now in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are with us. Lord, that you are the good shepherd, and Lord, that you lead and guide your sheep. And so Lord, right now, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would lead and guide each and every one of us, Father, through the path that you have set out and laid out for our feet. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for those that are confused this day, Lord, that you would give them clarity. I pray, Father, for those that are sick in their body, Lord, that you would heal them right now in Jesus' name. Lord, even as they place their hands, Lord God, on that which is hurting, Lord God, or that which is in pain, Father, I just pray, Lord, that your power would flow, Lord God, in and through their bodies, Lord. And as they reach their hands to you, Lord, that they would receive, Father, that healing and that miracle, Lord, that they ask you for in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Lord, right now, Lord, that you would bless, Father, your people. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would encourage us, Father, in your word and in your promises, even as we are encouraged, Lord God. For, Lord, you are a good God and you take care of your people. And, Lord, we trust you. We put our hope and our trust in you. Lord, we bless your name right now. And Father, we bless your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, we trust you, Father. And we receive all good things from your hand. And we thank you, Lord, that you are in control. So we go on, Father, trusting you as your people, led by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you, love you, and we'll catch up with you again really soon. All right, bye.